Pittsburgh is chock full of historic buildings and monuments. But there's a move to get recognition for more of its green spaces, too. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple. Pittsburgh's Schenley Park has been listed on the National Register of Historic Places since 1985. But the group Preservation Pittsburgh, along with the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy and the city, are trying to get three more large historic parks listed by 2020. Matthew Falcone is the president of Preservation Pittsburgh. He and I sat on a bench under a tree in Highland Park recently. I asked him what preservation has to do with parks.
It's about the creation of space and the history that they embody. And so for us, we look at parks the same way that we do at buildings and structures like bridges. What story do they tell? And how does that story fit into the larger narrative of who we are as Pittsburghers? And to understand how their landscape, you know, fits into like larger landscape design in Pittsburgh and the state and the country.
So what story does this park tell?
Highland Park? So, Highland Park.
Short story.
Okay, short story. Highland Park is partly exceptional because it had its kind of inspiration, its dawn with Bigelow. Edward Bigelow was the director of public works in Pittsburgh. He was active at the turn of the 19th and 20th century, and it was kind of his vision that Pittsburgh would have not only a system of parks, but a way that they could be accessed together. And so the boulevard that starts downtown and then leads to Schenley Park. The idea there was there would be a bit of a circuit around the city, and Pittsburghers could go and visit all these different parks that we had that largely had grown kind of independently.
Yeah, Bigelow Boulevard is kind of a main thoroughfare through the city of Pittsburgh.
And it goes from downtown to a park. I think when we think of roadways, it's, you know, how can we get from our home to work? And in this case, it was, how can we get from the city to green space? And so Highland Park has that kind of special thread of the narrative that ties directly to Bigelow. It also has another exceptional thread that ties directly to our water system. Highland Park exists in part because of the reservoirs that are here.
We're actually sitting right in front of a large reservoir of water that is being held for public drinking water.
Exactly. And so we have a park that exists basically around a very essential municipal function. And there's also other features that contribute to the park's history, kind of down the way, Carnegie Lake. It was originally a middle pumping ground to take water in from, I believe, from the river, and then bring it kind of halfway up and then fill up Carnegie Lake, which at that time encompassed also the swimming pool area and the volleyball courts. And then the idea was then to like move the water even further up into a filtration and pumping system. And it didn't come into fruition because there were other advances in water technology. And so then instead of focusing on that area, it became more about the larger reservoirs that are behind us. But you still have this kind of relic that people look at today and they're like, wow, that's a lot of concrete. And Carnegie Lake has changed over time. It's more recreational. And even now, like, there's a movement to reintroduce fish to the lake and to make it more of a natural environment that people can enjoy. And something like that, it's that wonderful synthesis of what was and what is and what do we need.
Matthew Falcone is the president of Preservation Pittsburgh. There's more about their effort to get Pittsburgh parks listed on the National Register of Historic Places at AlleghenyFront.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple.